Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Hello and welcome to Real Living. This is Lavinia Spirita with Mary Lou Nemecek. And this is our second show on our experience, kind of unpacking our experiences that Mary Lou and I had at a conference a couple weekends ago on healing. Randy Clark, who's a Protestant pastor, but very, very influential in the field of healing. He preaches to a large arenas of thousands, tens of thousands of people all over the world, where people were at least 20 to 30% of the arena is healed. When he started discussing at the beginning the percentages, you know, and he said it used to be 3%, but then it became 20% or 15% or 10%. Mm-hmm. And 20% is a good meeting and 30% is a great meeting. I'm like, well, heck, one healing for me is a good meeting. You know what I'm saying?
I know. You know?
But the idea that this guy was able to, based on statistics, say mm-hmm. things that were building up the faith of the whole congregation of people there, you know, the fact that, yeah, the Lord shows up, he heals 10%, and then he heals 15%, and then he heals, you know, which in a congregation of 150 people, right, is 15. Right. But in a congregation of 5,000 is in the hundreds, right? So Randy Clark, Dr. Randy Clark, is a Protestant pastor who teaches and preaches in the field of healing and has been doing so over the past 40 years. I would recommend all his books, The Healing Breakthrough. What's the name of the book that you have, Mary Lou?
I have Power to Heal. I bought Heal. That book. And then The Healing Breakthrough is the other book that I bought.
Right. And then there's a couple of other books. There Is More is another one that's very good. There Is More. So I would recommend you all go out and buy them, because they're great books, and it doesn't matter that they're not written by a Catholic. What matters is that this guy has actually taught and discipled Catholics that we know, very prominent Catholics. For instance, one of the professors at the Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit, Dr. Mary Healy, followed Randy Clark to Brazil and in a couple of other instances, and actually trained under him for the prayer and healing, and wrote a book about it, Healing. And Father Matthias actually traveled with Randy as well and wrote about it in his book, Healing. So, you know, let's creak and cross denominational lines, because it's one spirit and it's one body, right?
That's exactly right.
There's no reason not to want to learn from somebody that the Lord has blessed like that.
And the mantra that he starts out with is one that I will constantly keep repeating to myself, that God can use little old me. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the perfect way to open it up to people, so that we are open to what God may have for us in a healing ministry to others. Mm-hmm. We're all a part of the body of Christ, so we're called to go out. We're called to believe in healings, as God has mentioned in Scripture. And my goodness, we need to get out there and do it. And I was very energized by him. And may I mention one other thing? When you look at Randy, he is not an exceptionally tall figure or anything. He's slight in stature, and his voice is very pleasant to listen to, but he's not, you know, shouting at you and calling out Jesus and, you know, all that rigmarole. It's a, you know, a quiet voice that is very trusting, that you believe what he's telling you. And mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting, because I didn't know what to expect when I saw him.
Yeah.
And I was very taken in by that approach. And I think that, it was something that was comforting to me, that you don't have to be some you don't have to know everything. You don't have to have, and he mentioned this, a doctorate in theology or this, that, or the other thing. You have to be open to the gifts. And, you know, through our baptism and confirmation, we're equipped. So we just need to go out and use them and
That's
be
right.
open.
That's right. And practice. If you
yes.
want to grow, practice. Use faith. Step
That's
out in faith.
Pay for these opportunities to practice this, Lavinia.
That's right. That's right. And but see, the idea is we don't have to wait till we're in a stadium or in a conference to practice. You know, if the Lord calls us to step out, you know, with our friends, with our family, then that's what we should do.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So what I also liked is that he said, go for God's faith. Don't go for your faith.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because that underlines the fact that the gift of faith is a supernatural charism of the Holy Spirit, as underlined in 1 Corinthians 12. Mm-hmm. The gift of faith, it's a supernatural gift of faith. So on the last show, I was trying to underline the connection between the gifts of revelation, the revelation word gifts, so like the gift of knowledge, the gift of wisdom, prophecy, etc., their connection to the gift of faith, and then the two together release the healing gifts and the sign gifts and the power gifts. Revelational gifts are word of knowledge, word of wisdom, prophecy. The word of knowledge specifically, I thought, was kind of cool. And he had a young kid, to me in my eyes anyway, young kid. I'm sure he thinks he's quite old, but he had a younger man
yes.
traveling with him who is really working, he's really learning a lot in the area of the word gifts and in the area of the word of knowledge. And it's funny because to me, in my prayer time, I have been, ever since reading Damien Stain's book, Lord, Renew Your Wonders, about 3 or 4 months ago, I have been asking the Lord, he says, pray for more. So I've been asking for more. I've been asking for a stronger, a deeper anointing in, for words of knowledge, for prophecy, and for healing. And thinking I was praying for separate things, but in fact, I'm praying for things that are related to one another, right? That God uses in a beautiful cocktail, right, to release the gifts of power.
You know, I have in my notes, allow, believe, and expect,
mm-hmm.
which I think is kind of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They're there, they're available to us. Let's allow that to happen. Let's keep mm-hmm. asking for more.
So, and I was sharing before in the last show how words of knowledge come about. Words of knowledge, so words of knowledge is basically the knowledge of something that you would not know in a natural way, but something that the Lord reveals to you. And great examples of word of knowledge, of course, are contained in that wonderful documentary you and I have seen called Fearless. Fearless. And you can find out more about it. Fearless means without fear. Fearless at fearless.net. That documentary details incredible words of knowledge that lead to healing and lead to conversion, etc. And that the word of knowledge will then bring to mind some things, bring out some things, which if you highlight them and if you call them out, people with those conditions or those things that are wrong will be that much more open. So you... specific details can open doors and walls of resistance. So the idea is that signs and wonders will overcome the barriers of skepticism and just not being interested. And that, again, I was thinking about that Fearless documentary where, did you see that, Mary Lou?
I don't know that I've seen it, Lavinia.
Oh my gosh. Fearless was just amazing. It was I think it's put out by Encounter Ministries, and it was detailed one of Father Matthias's healing masses in Ohio somewhere, Cleveland or Columbus. And he works with a young team of guys there who just had, during their prayer times, ask the Lord for words of knowledge and then do things like, well, during my prayer time, the Lord told me to go to the corner of 5th and 6th and speak to a blonde lady about coming back to the Lord or being healed or, you know, whatever. And a camera crew followed them around for weeks. And I'll be darned if they get in the car and they go to the corner of 5th and 6th and there's a blonde lady. And he says, hey, by the way, excuse me, do you... has this happened to you in your life? And she like looks at them like, what? And And they say, yeah, well, God just, you know, revealed this to me and he wants to heal you, or he wants to, you know, he wants you to be better. He wants you to be brought into wholeness, you know. And what a crazy one was, and they show these kids, they're like, they're having a prayer time. And then they come in before the camera and they say, yeah, and the Lord revealed to me that I'm supposed to go speak to an elderly African-American gentleman who is by the dumpsters on Fifth Street or something like that.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I'm like, well, that's pretty specific, you know. Oh, and then he says, and the name David is prominent. And so they go and they go investigating around the dumpsters on 6th Street and there is nobody there. And they're like, oh, I guess we miss God, whatever. So after a while, this older African-American gentleman starts ambling around by the dumpsters. And they're like, excuse me, is your name David by any chance? And he says, yes. And it was amazing. I forgot what the specific word was, but I thought it was something about him being estranged from his son. And how the Lord was going to give him grace to be reconciled with his son. And they end up praying with this guy by the dumpsters. So what am I saying? That to us seems like what, that woo-woo factor, you know, like, whoa, how do they know that? Well, if you are open to the fact that God will speak to you and that God will use you and that God does it all out of love, out of a desire to heal and to reconcile and to bring people to himself, then these things, yes, they still have a woo-woo factor, but they should be things that we're open to because God uses everybody. And so that was a manifestation of the idea of the words of knowledge. Word of knowledge is one of the charismatic gifts of the Holy Spirit that Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 12. Now, the different ways that the Lord can speak to his children on behalf of others or on behalf of ourselves, right? So the story of blind Bartimaeus, they gave that story, right, from the Gospels about how Bartimaeus is saying, Jesus, Jesus, and he's blind, right? So he's in a corner. He doesn't even know if Jesus is there. He's heard he's there. Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on me, son of David, have pity. And finally, Jesus sends one of his disciples, and the disciples say, the Lord will see you now. Go to the Lord. He's waiting for you. That is the same expectation that should be raised when we receive a word of knowledge. Now, ways in which we can receive these words of knowledge. Well, we can feel pain in our body, physical pain. We can receive a word of knowledge about somebody's, and that happened to me. I was telling you about it in the last show. I was fixing dinner, and all of a sudden, the base of my left thumb really hurt. And I was thinking, huh, this is weird. Why is the base? But I had just come from this conference where they told me that words of knowledge, I just learned that words of knowledge can also be expressed physically. And that sometimes the Lord will make parts of your body hurt but that he means to heal in other people. So I was able to go and come back to the meeting and say, when the words of knowledge were called out, hey, I think there's somebody who has pain in their left thumb base, and it's a jabbing pain, and it comes back, and it comes and goes. And three people came up for prayer who had those specific symptoms and were healed.
Right.
So that's a practical experience that I've had, not some crazy person on television pushing people over in white suits asking you for money, okay? It's part of, I think, what needs to happen to more of us. You could feel physical pain in your body. You could receive a vision. You know, you could receive an inner vision or an open eye vision. I think many of us are familiar if we pray and we ask the Lord for visions, for inner visions, like pictures, inner pictures of things that are going on. You can have an open eye vision, like where you see something. You could have something that sounds like a memory, a very faint impression, whatever, you know. Some people I've been researching, when they pray over somebody, they will receive what looks like a newspaper banner that will be over their heads. Or under
their
heads.
Was something new that I had not heard before, and I thought that was quite interesting.
And that, John Wimber, who was the founder of the Vineyard, he's dead now, but John Wimber worked, I think, with, he was kind of mentored Randy Clark. And John Wimber, there's a talk of John Wimber on YouTube in which he speaks about words of knowledge, and he speaks about seeing words over people. like banners, newspaper banners. So again, it's one of those things that when you know that it can happen, when it happens, you know what it is, which is always helpful, you know, that you're not losing your mind, right?
Now, in his book, he gave an example of someone calling out water bottle, which meant nothing to that person, but the person felt they needed to say that. They didn't know how it related to anyone, but actually in the audience, it did relate to a situation with that person, and the person came up for prayer and so forth. So sometimes it can be something that makes no sense to you, but would make sense to someone that might be there.
Well, remember the video you showed us about the lady who had had domestic violence, where her partner or husband beat her with a crowbar?
Yes.
And she, the damage was such that she got brain damage and hearing damage, and her neck was messed up, et cetera, because she was beaten with a crowbar. And she was in one of these meetings, and Randy felt compelled to call out the word crowbar.
Uh-huh.
And remember how he shared with us how he felt like, this was silly, Lord. Why did you make me say this? I probably missed you. I probably made this up, right?
Yeah.
And in fact, she came up and was healed.
She was able to stand up straight. That was the other remarkable thing that I didn't expect, was to see videos of some of these places he's gone, and to actually, I met a woman whose foot was crooked,
mm-hmm.
and after being at that healing service, her foot was straight. They had pictures of it. It was
mm-hmm.
just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a whole bunch of stuff like that. So, you know, crowbar, water bottle, whatever, you know,
yeah.
I guess the point is we need to get over ourselves and we need to stop feeling stupid. Well, yeah, I suppose that's impossible. I guess I'm always going to feel stupid or, you know, inappropriate or whatever. But the idea is you do it anyway. You know, there is a possibility, if there is a chance that God is going to love one of his children through you saying what's a silly word that makes you feel silly, then that's obvious, well, you know, how that what should go, right?
Right. And that person doesn't even need to be there. It could be a situation where later on you find out how it's connected.
Right.
So don't dismiss something just because someone doesn't step forward.
Well, and grow in them. So the more you do it, the more you yield to it, the more you grow. So reviewing how you can receive words of knowledge. You can receive a physical pain in your body that reflects something in another person's body that needs to be dealt with. You can see open eye visions, but probably more frequently it's something like a memory or an impression or an inner picture or a very faint image. You could read things like little newspaper banners over their heads, although that's, you know, that's never happened to me, but apparently that's what's out there. You can think them. They could be a single thought or a word or a scripture. Lean into the subtle things. I thought that was really cool. I know that when Catholic Bible Studies leaders get together for their prayer gathering, we're always encouraging people to call out, even if it's just a word or a sentence that they feel like the Lord is impressing upon them, to do it, to step out and to call out, you know, mercy, love, obedience, whatever it is. Because the more you say it, the more you grow in the gifts. So once you receive it, talk about it. Try it out. Don't, you're never going to know if you don't exercise the gifts, right? And you don't need to be all together. You just need to emphasize his power. You can even receive a word of knowledge through a dream, right?
Right.
I thought that was a great example. I remember that happened to me once. I very seldom remember my dreams, but once recently, I dreamt about a friend of mine who's in ministry, and I felt like the Lord gave me a word for this person in the dream. And I remember thinking, in the dream, Lord, I never remember my dreams. If I'm supposed to tell him this, would you please make sure I remember this dream? In the dream, I'm saying that. And sure enough, I woke up and I was remembering it. And then I remember it the next day. And I remember the next day after. So I finally emailed him and I said, I think I've had a prophetic dream. You tell me. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. But this is what the Lord wants to tell you. And so I got off my chest and I moved on. But, you know, I think it's also because I've been praying to be more open to words of knowledge. And I've been praying to be more open to a deepening of the anointing. And so when you're available and when you're willing, even if at the cost of looking silly or looking inappropriate, or perhaps even sometimes looking offensive, that is, I think, you give the Lord something to work with, you know?
Right, and so, he says you have to practice this, and it's not going to be 100% perfect, but you have to keep practicing. You have to keep doing exactly what you're doing.
Start on the kindergarten level, yeah. He said. Don't expect to start out at the college level, right? So right. It's a school of the Holy Spirit. Press in for it. So as you said before, he said, you know how you spell faith? It's R-I-S-K. And risk is the key to growth. Risk is the key to growth. If you don't step out, if you don't try it out, even if you might be wrong, I mean, you know, the Lord says in 1 Thessalonians, test everything and retain what is good. The body will test it for you. People will tell you if it's not true. People will tell you if it's not applicable. Right. And then at that point, humility comes in. Great opportunity to grow in humble, in humility. And you say, oh, I guess I miss God, right?
Right.
But what's the worst that can happen if, in fact, the Lord does give you something and you don't say anything? So you got to step on it. You got to step out, take risks. 2 Corinthians 2:14, I believe, therefore I spoke. Put the intellect into action. So demonstrate by the actions that we take that we actually believe in these things. I love the example he gave us when Jesus told Peter to walk on water, right? So Jesus is coming to them in the third watch of the night, and he's walking on water, and they're scared to death. But Peter says, Lord, me too. I want to walk on water. And so what does Jesus say? Come. And the idea is that Peter probably was already stepping out of the boat as Jesus was saying, come. Meaning what? Mm-hmm. It was an automatic response. Right? He believed and he acted out on that belief. He didn't wait for Jesus to say, come out of the boat, and then but you have to keep your eyes on me, because if not, you're going to sink, you know, that kind of stuff. He just went. He went for it. And mm-hmm. I think that's the kind of exuberance that we should experience, because he wants to speak to us. It's not like God is up in heaven hiding the ball, you know, like, hey, I have this plan, but you may not never know about it, because I'm never going to tell you. But no, he's just waiting for us to pay attention long enough to be able to hear, to say what he's saying. John Wimber, again, said the only reason we don't hear God, who speaks to us all the time, because we have the Holy Spirit, is because our flesh is like a radio that's turned up too high.
Oh, that's so true.
Right? The desires of the flesh, what we're going to have for lunch, who we're going to talk to, how we're going to organize, you know, all the things that go through our minds is like a deafening radio turned up too high to heavy metal. Mm-hmm. And it just drowns out everything else. And so what do? You subdue the flesh. That's another reason to subdue the flesh, you know. So don't eat as much as you need to. Don't buy that thing that you want. Don't just tame the flesh. Turn down the radio volume. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great picture, because God wants to speak to us.
Well, we need that stillness to be able to hear him.
And you know, the whole little old me syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
God's strength is perfected in weakness.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? Well, remember what he says. God uses little old me, and I'm going to claim that.
That's right. So failure. So let's say we step out and we say something like crowbar, and nobody knows what the heck we're talking about. Well, don't be afraid to fail, because the emphasis should be on I tried and I missed him, but next time I'll be more open. And it should be every day, Lord, what do you have for me today? What encouragement do you have for me today? Is it yield to the power of the Holy Spirit, and to perhaps have a word of knowledge for somebody, you know? Ask questions. I thought this was fascinating, because in the past, I've received words of knowledge. I'm sure you have too. And I'll just go with what I got the first time. But this kid and Randy were saying, ask questions. Don't be rushed. Let's say when my left thumb joint hurt, I could have said something like, well, do you have a name, Lord? Do you have a birth date? Do you have an, you know, I mean, that's so beyond my experience, but I want it to be part of my experience because why not? Mm-hmm. Right? He says, right. If the Lord gives a condition, ask name, ask where are they sitting, ask for details, ask. The Lord will help us grow in revelation and knowledge if we ask. And that never occurred to me, but I am going to ask. And of course, that's where risk comes in, because what if you got it wrong? You know, what if you ask for a name and you say Lois and the name is Phyllis, you know, or something like that?
Well, there was one incident where, you know, the young man was calling out different things, came up to someone next to me, asked if she had an issue with her neck. And she said, no, she did not.
Right.
And he knew right then and there that whatever he got may be true. It wasn't for her. And he wasn't going to give up. He just moved on to another one. I mean, it's not like you're going out and you're 100% accurate in everything you say and do. You just want to be open and throw it out there and see what response you get. Because I'm sure that there was someone with a problem with the neck. Maybe it was someone that wasn't even there at all, but he may come across that person and traveling back to wherever they came from. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Amen. So, you know, we've just breached this subject of healing. Does God heal today? And the answer is yes. And the answer is God loves his people. And the answer also is God can use little old me. So let's bring all these things to prayer. Hopefully these programs have helped you in discerning even if it's just something like the decision that you make today is I'm going to be more open to hearing the voice of God. I'm going to be more open to turning down my flesh, the volume of my flesh. Well, that will have all been gained. We thank you for joining us.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's cincinnatimensconference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.